Investors tried their best to prop up risk assets this week after some intense selling in the previous week. But as the week moved along, keeping risk assets propped up proved to be too much of a challenge, with stocks trading right back down towards last week's low. There had been some hope a soft round of PMI data on Wednesday would be enough to sway the Fed and other central banks into leaning more towards accommodative investor-friendly policy. There was also an attempt to rally markets on some China stimulus efforts and solid earnings from NVIDIA. But all of that has faded away, and there's a lot more fear into Friday, especially after U.S. durable goods came in below forecast. It seems investors wouldn't mind seeing some soft data to get the Fed to ease up, but too much soft data becomes more of a concern. And all of this ahead of an anticipated Fed chair speech from Jackson Hole on this Friday, in which the market will be waiting to hear if the central banker retains a more hawkish tone. As far as currencies go, the reaction is consistent with what we saw in equities. Risk-off flow has translated to more broad-based U.S. dollar demand. The pound was hit pretty hard on Thursday after U.K. CBI reads were nothing short of awful. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from Japan inflation reads, German GDP, German IFO reads, U.S. Michigan sentiment, and that Fed Powell speech from Jackson Hole. That's all for now.